PGA DFS fans, thanks for joining me on another one of my PGA DFS top five videos. This one is the top five sleepers for the John Deere Classic. And while I know people may not be super excited to play at the John Deere Classic this week, there's still plenty to be excited about. I mean, $200,000 to first place. And that gets me excited. If you're not excited about that, how about the Black Widow coming out on Friday? A new movie finally for us all. Well, maybe that'll get you a little excited. Of course, you can see I'm ready by my attire here. And I'm also ready to help you try and win some big time money in preparation for the big weeks coming up, the Millionaire Maker next week, and of course, at the Open Championship. And of course, the Olympics after that. What a great time to get hot would be the start of this week here at the John Deere Classic. So before we move on to my sleepers of this week, let's check in and make sure that I did okay last week. And my experiment with John Pach, well, I went 0 for 3 in that experiment. Hopefully he finds his way on the Korn Ferry Tour and works his way back up to the PGA Tour next year. For Sepp Straka, bought into some pretty good form and some pretty good history there, but a shank of a, and it wasn't even a shank of a bunker shot, just a total, caught all of the ball. If you go watch the video, which they do have, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. That led to a double, and he ended up missing the cut there, Sepp Straka, last week. Ryan Armour also played well, didn't putt well, which is unlike him. He missed the cut, but had some pretty good upside or higher priced golfers that were sleepers. Bubba Watson, he came in a tie for sixth and was a really nice sleeper. And Matthew Wolf, while he didn't perform as good as he should, he scored okay, had a bad last three rounds, still made the cut and provided at least some value there, better value than Bryson DeChambeau. Overall, though, three missed cuts and only one top 10, that's more like a C minus, maybe even close to a D plus. Let's go ahead and get back on the bandwagon this week. We're going to start off with Vincent Whaley, who's a golfer that, yeah, he's entered a little bit of a struggle, I'm not going to lie, in the most recent times, given the fact that he's missed the cut 2 weeks ago and came in 58th the week before that. But Whaley's had a fantastic year. When we look at his strokes gain rank, we see why. He's also had a good putting year. He's ranked 97th right now, but that's come up quite a bit. Off the tee, he's 76th. Around the green, 71st. Where he struggles, though, well, he struggles with his approaches. However, not this year. Been one of the better golfers in that category, which has certainly been helping his results. So for Vincent Whaley, coming in at 6,800 this week, that's a pretty good price, and I think that we should be buying in. Okay, the next golfer I want to talk about is Keith Mitchell. If you guys have been following me for a while, you guys know I'm a fan of Keith Mitchell. He has only come to this course once before, but has played pretty well at it. He came in seventh. He's also had a pretty decent stretch. Now, maybe not as recently, missing the last couple of cuts, but the last cut that he played, well, that was at the TPC Travelers at TPC Cromwell and in Cromwell. And that's just not the good course for him. You need to be able to club down and keep the ball in the fairway. And Keith Mitchell, that's just not his MO. As we look at his strokes gain rank, he's 18th off the tee. He gets most of that from his distance. 159 in the approach, 199 around the green. Hopefully that won't matter too much this week with the amount of greens he'll hit, which is certainly a lot more than he did at the Travelers. 142nd in putting. We need him to have a good putting week, but we need anybody to have a good putting week at the John Deere Classic, which is expected to be close to a minus 20 winner. Speaking of winners in the John Deere Classic, my third sleeper is going to be the guy that won last year, Dylan Fratelli. 7,800 this week for a golfer that hasn't made a cut or any splash in a long time. But last week, I saw some signs that things were turning around. What better way to fully turn them around than come to a course which you obviously have some of the best memories of your career on, given the fact that it's his only PGA Tour win. And he's struggling right now. Now, he's fine in terms of his status on tour. The win at the John Deere Classic in 2019 will take him through next season. But he is struggling this year, and I'm sure he doesn't want to miss out on the playoffs. See where he's struggling? Well, it's with his approaches and putting. It's probably why he's so low owned this week, because those are the things you really need here. However, last year, or I should say 2 years ago, when he won this event, he did so by not gaining any strokes with his approach. He had a fantastic short game week. And while I don't think he's going to have as good a short game week as he did last time, where he gained over 10 strokes and almost 15 with around the green and putting, I do expect him to play pretty good. 107th off the tee, 181 on the approach, 19th around the green, and 182nd putting for Fratelli, strokes gained numbers. Okay, the fourth sleeper I'm going to talk about, Sebastian Munoz. He's coming in at 8,100 on DK this week, 7% owned. Okay, course history, came in 37th back in 2019. But for Munoz, he's a guy that can get hot in a hurry and out of nowhere. So when I see the form coming in basically last place last week, a miscut before that, for me, that's a sign to buy Sebastian Munoz here this week. So at 8,100, 7%, I know that may be a little counterintuitive, but we got to find golfers that are going to be low owned up here that have upside. And Munoz is one of those guys that can really keep up with the scoring. So I like Sebastian Munoz quite a bit this week. Okay, next I have is Ryan Moore. Again, he's only one of four golfers over the price of 8,000 that is going to be under 10% owned. So I had a choice between him and Patton Kizzire, but you guys are a follower of all of my videos, which first off, I want to say thank you for. You'll know that I already used Patton Kizzire in the values, so I couldn't really use him again in the sleepers, could I? But he is one of those four guys projected under 10% owned. Ryan Moore, Sebastian Munoz, two of the others, Zach Johnson and Patton Kizzire are the other two right now, and I used both of them already, so we'll talk about Ryan Moore. Again, he's had a bad season, but if there's ever a golf course that should be suited for his game, it's this one. He has some pretty good course history here, coming in 18th and 55th in the last two tries. Even 54th a couple of weeks ago down in Cromwell, so at least form is somewhat there. Again, this is more of an against-the-grain play than it is a play based on form. When we look at his strokes gained, ranked 26th off the tee. That should help him keep the ball in the fairway, but his approaches need to get back to where they've been in the past, which is certainly well better than 124th this year. 134th around the green and 184th putting. Again, we know short game is just not good. But if he has a good week this week, he should be able to provide some pretty good value. Plus, the nice thing is about all of these golfers, which will go 5-1 again really quickly, none of them are projected to be owned over 7%. So the most we'd have to go to get somebody 2X the field would be about 15%. So let's go 5-1 again. Vincent Whaley, 6,800, 3%. Keith Mitchell, 7,400, 5%. Dylan Fratelli, 7,800, 7%. Sebastian Munoz, 8,100, 7%, and Ryan Moore, 8,300, 7%. That will do it here for me for the PGA TFS Top 5 Sleepers for the John Deere Classic. Let's try and hit something big here this week. Bank the big money next week, the millionaire maker. So until next time, everybody, good luck. Make sure you join Ben Raz and I, PGA DFS Strategy Show. We'll talk about how almost everybody over 8,000, like I've mentioned a few times, is over 10% owned and what we are doing with it and how we are approaching it. That's at 1 o'clock today. Of course, if you can't join us live, all of our shows, including this one, you can get on your favorite podcast provider, Apple, Spotify, you name it. We are on there. Looking for it, go ahead and just go osmo.com/podcast and that'll take you right to the link. So until next time, everybody, good luck at the John Deere Classic and we will see you on the other side. Cheers.